a lump sum, she chose to receive the monthly payment. I think it was $42.80.
Well, maybe it was
something like that. And anyway, she had never, she was very secretive about receiving them. And she would just put them in the bank. She wouldn't cash them. Just, you know, put it in the bank. Save it. Of course, she just didn't spend that money.
And how much have it grown to?
I think about $36,000. She received it from 45 to 77.
What year did your mother pass away?
77. The 12th of February, and Daddy passed away the next February on the 14th. Just a year and 2 days.
So he passed away in 78.
He's 89.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that 78 is the same year that John Zimmer got in touch with you?
83.
Oh, Zimmer got in touch with you in 83?
Mm-hmm. 83.
Oh, okay, I said 83. So then the first thing, I'm glad I corrected this, the first thing in the sequence of events was finding the letter from Fuller to Hilbert. That was the first.
That was after Mom and Daddy passed away.
After they passed away, okay. In 81 or 82, his widow.
After Hilbert's wife, or widow, passed away, we got these letters.
Oh, after his widow passed away.
Yeah, the family
packed
them up and sent them to us. Or we picked them up.
And what went through your mind, I guess, when you saw that letter?
Is this an answer to all the questions we had?
Well,
he just told us that, I mean, Hubert just told us briefly that he had been killed and he was in the tank, but he didn't go into any specifics on it at all. Because he wanted to spare us.
But then when we visited him after he had cancer,
he said he had a lot to talk to us about.
Before he died, we were visiting, and he said, I want you all to have Billy's letters. He said, they're in my bottom desk drawer on the left. They're tied with a ribbon. And he said, I want you to have Billy's letters. And he said, that will tell you a lot. And we just wanted them so bad, but we couldn't ask for them, right?
Sure.
He said we could go in and read them. He said, go in my office and read them. Well, with him in the condition he was, we didn't have the heart to.
And he tried to face the car for us. And said he couldn't. He was so weak. He said, I can't do it now, but he said, someday I'll play it for you.
But he wanted us to go in his office. He said, just take them in. Went there and read them. Well, with him and shape he was in, and we didn't want two things, sorrows piling up. So then I called after Zimmer got in touch with us. We wanted those letters desperately. So Hubert's widow was away in Germany, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Or a warrior.
A warrior.
She took a trip.
And
I called her sister, Evelyn, and I explained to her that we would love to have Hubert's letters, that he had said that we could have them, that a gentleman from New York had written to us requesting information about our brother, and that he wanted to present us a plaque. And I said, we need those letters to know so we can write back to him and give him information. And she said, well, I'll see what I can do. She said, I'm going to talk to Peggy, that was Hubert's widow. And I will explain to her. So she had. And so we went down to
Washington.
That, then Peggy passed away in the meantime. Just between that conversation and Ben and Peggy's sister, Hubert's widow's sister, gave them to us, and we brought them home. That's a long about way to get them, but that's the way we got them.
Now, the letter from Fuller to Hubert, was that in those letters?
Yeah, those letters.
So that actually you were contacted first by Zimmer.
That's right.
And then you saw the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So even though the letter, even though Hubert died in 1980,
mm-hmm.
you didn't see the letter.
Until 81 or
83? Well, it was 83.
Or
wait, was
okay,
it 83?
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm mixed up here.
That's okay. This is.
Did she hold that letter that long? Peggy's relative?
I thought we got maybe she passed away.
We did. She died in 81.
Mm-hmm.
But I called them and asked for those letters. And we, Zimmer contacted us in 83. That's mm-hmm. right, isn't it?
Yeah,
we evidently, it went for a couple of years before we picked those
okay.
letters up.
Uh-huh.
It had to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that it was, Zimmer contacted you first, then you saw the letter.
Yeah.
From Snuffy to,
mm-hmm.
okay, that explains. I had it a little backward because, you know, when Zimmer started making the inquiries and Ray Griffin started sending around the question and Burl Rudd wrote that
yeah.
account, I think in 1987 maybe, or 80.
I think it was 87 or 80. I know that we were wanted those letters desperately.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't know how to go about getting them without creating a little confusion.
Uh-huh.
And when we heard from Zimmer, that brought joy to us that that was a good outlet, a good,
uh-huh,
way,
good way
to ask
to...
for it.
Uh-huh.
And that's right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. And
oh,
then we
good.
Went down to D.C. at Ray Hill.
Ocean Hill, Maryland.
Ocean Hill, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
Way
up
in D.C.
Yeah.
And picked those letters up from his widow's
his
sister.
His widow's sister. Okay.
And that had to be in 81. She died in 81. You were in 80, she in 81, is that right?
Right, you said that.
Yeah, and it must have been, then Zimmer we heard from in 83, it must have gone that long before we picked them up.
She died in June.
She died in 83,
June of 83.
Well, then we picked them up in 84.
84, uh-huh.
Yeah, it had to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just sitting here listening, letting those numbers. But she paid.
Why, by looking at you, something was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you said that when he was close to death, Hubert said that he wanted to talk to you or he had a lot to. And how did he say that again?
He said he had a lot to tell us. And he also said not long before that, that when he got well, we were going to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, as soon as I get well, he said, we're going mm-hmm. to Germany and
retrace it,
uh-huh.
all of this. That's what his plans were. He didn't get well. But he said, I want you twins to have the letters.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that that's in the left-hand drawer, on the bottom left-hand drawer in my desk.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, they're tied up, and they were.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you won't mm-hmm. understand. But we had to wait from 80, when he passed away, to about 84 to get him.
And that set the whole chain of things in motion after
mm-hmm.
that, the hearing mm-hmm. from Griffin, and he sent all those inquiries about
Zimmer,
mm-hmm. then Griffin. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where it all started.
And that first reunion you came to in Niagara Falls, you met Fuller there?
That's the only...
Mm-hmm.
time.
The only thing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we met him. And he was standing there. We went in. We didn't know who to look for or what, but in the lobby were all these tanker hats floating around.
Yeah,
and we knew we'd found the right place. And we just went up and introduced ourselves to a couple. I don't think we found John right off, did we, Zimmer?
No, he wasn't in there.
No, but we found, and we were standing there talking to someone. And Frank Ford walked over
mm-hmm.
where we were and just talked a little to us, but we didn't mention
the one.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm the one you all been looking for.
Yeah.
And we wrote to him, he would never answer. Did he?
Uh-huh.
But we wrote again to detailed letter and he would never answer.
Previously,
Right, no.
After the reunion.
Before the reunion.
Before the reunion, uh-huh. To let him know we had this letter.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know we had the letter. But then he's never mentioned it in none of his letters. You saw what he writes,
yes,
the same thing.
And we were a little bit leery of, you know, sending Griffin the copy of his letter. That's the first time we copied his letter and sent it, and we thought, well, if he knows about this, how's he going to feel?
Uh-huh.
You know, that we,
you
the confidence that he had with our brother, that we were sharing it. But then we figured, it's been so long ago, and it's history, and they need to know.
Uh-huh.
So we just let go of it.
We felt really shocked about it. We thought it would be betraying confidence or something like that, but I don't think we are. Do you?
No. What was the emotional feeling that you had, you know, as this, you had described it as a letting go or putting it to rest?
Oh, every time we'd get a letter, it just added more.
See, we dug up all of these things. Mom, we opened her boxes and all and dug it all out. And we, you know, had kind of forgotten things that we read in the letters, but we read all the letters and like that, and it was very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as she and Dad had both passed away and didn't know. Because I think they would have felt better if they had known somebody that knew him,
uh-huh.
had been in contact, instead of always, you know, wondering.
But each letter you get would describe a little more to you, and somebody in their letter would mention somebody else. Well, that just got your heart pumping, you know, thinking, and it was just got on a roll, and everybody was so
helpful. Every week we heard from somebody.
Every week we heard from somebody. Yeah. Well, back during the war, I want to tell you that, it's neither here nor there, but when our brothers were overseas in the service, we wrote to 17, wasn't it?
Different service,
different classes. Classmates and friends.
Really?
That went to
Madeline and I did.
Uh-huh.
And we were always getting handful mail back.
Really? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And our mail carrier always said he didn't know what was going to happen to us when they all come home at the same time.
He always said that.
But they were friends of the family that had gone into service, and our classmates.
And then some of the boys, friends would write.
Mm-hmm. Roberts and Billy's friends would write to us.
We
would write, I think it was, in the mail carrier on his teeth.
What a collection of correspondence.
And I should have saved it from the other boys,
but we threw them away.
Uh-huh.
That just breaks your heart. At the time, you think, well, it's excess luggage.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have the complete little carrying case, blue satin with a little kimono in it that was sent to us from Japan.
From who?
From one of the service boys.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's in a real fancy little carrying case. Blue silk with the blue silk pajamas, you know, Japanese?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kimono and like that. Then from Belgium, we had a pair of satin shoes with the ruffle or the feather around.
Feather.
And
all kinds of Chanel perfume, they sent us, and all that scarves and stuff.
Yeah. Still have those on the attic. I have them all tagged too, because I thought years to come, somebody, when they go to clean out my house, they'll wonder what in the world that was for. And it has a history behind it.